But this particular pastime comes towards the end of the chapter. Before that, there are beautiful reciprocations of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with various devotees, and it just shows how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is demonstrating so much of love and affection for his devotees and bringing out various qualities which are so important in devotional service through these pastimes. Jaya Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Shrotagan Chaitanya Charitamrita Yara Pranadhan. So Kaviraj Goswami is first glorifying the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jaya Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Shrotagan. He is glorifying those who hear the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And what is the qualification of these devotees who are hearing the Chaitanya Charitamrita? Chaitanya Charitamrita Yara Pranadhan. For them, the glories and the activities and the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are the life and soul. The life and soul for such devotees is the Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Yara Pranadhan. So in the 10th canto, when Akrura enters into Vrindavan, when he sees Krishna's lotus feet, he falls and rolls upon the lotus feet of Krishna, which are imprinted on the Vrajraj. And at that point, Shukadeva Goswami speaks, Deha bhratan iyan artho hitva dambham bhiyam shucham sandeshat yo harer linga darshana shravanadibhi. He says that the human body which the soul has been carrying and various other bodies which the soul has been carrying for millions of lifetimes in this material world, deha bhritan iyan artho, the entire purpose of carrying this body is this, iyan artho, pointing to the scene where Akrura is rolling on the dust of Krishna's lotus footprints. Shukadeva Goswami is making a very important point that it is worth carrying this body if we can do this. Deha bhritan iyan artho hitva dambham bhiyam shucham. Giving up all kinds of false pride, fear, lamentation. Sandeshatyo harer linga darshana shravanadibhi. If in the human form of life we get an opportunity to connect our senses with any kind of remembrance of Krishna, either his holy name, pastimes, deities, darshan, opportunity to serve his devotees, that is the perfection of the human form of life. So these festivals, they give us an opportunity to absorb our minds, absorb our senses with a profuse and liberal dose of Krishna Katha, Krishna Kirtan, Krishna Darshan, so that we are actually able to realize the real essence of life. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he calls upon Advaita Acharya Nityananda Prabhu. And in the first part of the chapter, there are various reciprocations where the Lord wants to leave Jagannath Puri, but is requested by the devotees not to leave. Various festivals are celebrated. The descriptions of those festivals are given in great detail, how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is performing those festivals with his devotees. So then, at this point, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he instructs Advaita Acharya. Acharera agyadila koriya samman, achandale adi krishna bhakti diyodan. So he calls upon Advaita Acharya and says, with great respect, Achandale Krishna Bhakti Diyodan, that I give you an order to distribute Harikatha, distribute Krishna Prema. And a distribution, he calls the word Dan, charity. Achandale Adi Krishna Bhakti Diyodan. Without any qualification, without any condition, without any restriction, distribute this Krishna bhakti and give it to one and all. And in this way, he is making this request to Advaita Acharya. And to Nityananda Prabhu, he says, Nityananda kohe yaha gaura deshe anargala prema bhakti koriha prakashe. And Nityananda Prabhu, he says, you go to Gaura Desh, to Bengal, and anargala prema bhakti, and let this prema bhakti be distributed unrestrictedly. Let this flow of bhakti be given to one and all in Bengal. So we find that in one of the purports where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing Nityananda Prabhu, he is also mentioning to Nityananda Prabhu, you do not come to Jagannath Puri. Prativarsha nilachale tumina asiba. Gaud rahe mora icha safala kariba. You don't come every year to Jagannath Puri. All the Vaishnavas from Bengal will come except you. So Prabhupada asks in the purport that is it fair that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling this to Nityananda Prabhu? So Srila Prabhupada mentions in that purport that the essence of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is distribution of Krishna Prema. And Nityananda Prabhu is assisting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So through that, he is getting direct darshan of the Lord through those instructions. So we can see that one of the first qualities we'll discuss today is submission. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is demonstrating the quality of submission through these two wonderful exalted personalities. And it's very important to know that both of these personalities are eternal associates, but they are performing this particular pastime. One time Srila Prabhupada was asked by one guest, you know, who was also trying to practice Krishna consciousness, that Srila Prabhupada, if the purpose of life is to know Krishna, if the purpose of life is to know a Krishna and serve Krishna, then why do we find it so difficult? And why Maya is so strong? If purpose of life is to know Krishna, why Maya is so strong? And Srila Prabhupada immediately, very strongly responded and says, Prabhupada says, purpose of life is to know Krishna, but your purpose to know Krishna is not strong enough. Your purpose is not strong enough. So we are not convinced, we are not determined enough that yes, this is my only focus. This is my only goal. And therefore, the idea is described in the Bhagavad Gita, tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya, that at the stage of sadhana, then we follow a process. We accept guidance and we submit our desires. So in the Bhagavatam, in the description between King Rahuguna and Jadabharat, a beautiful verse is spoken by Maharaj Rahuguna glorifying Jadabharat and the instructions which Jadabharat has been giving so far. And he says in this, Nahi adbhutam tvat charanabja renubhir hatamhaso bhaktir adhokshaje mala mahortikat sat samagamachana dustarka mulo apahato aviveka. He says, it is not astonishing that I am experiencing transformation in your association and by hearing from you. Nahi adbhutam tvat charanabja renubhir, because the dust of your lotus feet is imbued with a certain potency of bhaktir adhokshaje amala. It is imbued with the potency derived by serving Krishna without duplicity. And because that bhakti shakti, which is a transcendental potency, is there within your heart, it has three effects upon anyone who serves those lotus feet. And what are those three effects? He says here, Hatam Hasho Bhaktir Adhokshaje Amala. The first effect is Hatam Haso. There are three main causes of entanglement in this world. Three reasons why a jiva becomes trapped in this world. And why the jiva continues his existence in the world. The first reason is described as false pride. The false ego and the false pride is one of the reasons why the existence prolongs. So by serving the lotus feet, Rahugana is telling Jada Bharat, that is diminishing. Mauhortikat sat samagamat. And even a moment's association with a devotee like you is demonstrating an effect. So that is what is the meaning of samagamat chame mauhurtikat. Just a muhurta, kshanbhar association. And then what is the second impediment? What is the second thing which prolongs our material existence? Dustarka. Dustarka mulo. The second impediment or the root of entanglement is a tendency for false argument. Argumentative mentality. So he says, dustarka, false argument. First is false prestige. Second is false argument. Dustarka mulo apahato aviveka. And the third is lack of discrimination. Not having proper discrimination. So he says, this false prestige, false arguments and lack of discrimination prolongs our existence in the material world. And there is no material solution to this except the release of the mercy which comes when great souls are pleased with our service. And by their blessings, gradually these three anarthas are dissolved. So in this way, we can see that the most important principle in devotional service is to serve and please the great souls. And Mahaprabhu is demonstrating through some of the most powerful personalities like Advaita and Advaita Prabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, how they are also following this. Like Srila Prabhupada was giving a talk, and this was, you know, at Harvard, and one student just got up and he started arguing, because that is one of the symptoms of, you know, false pride. And he was arguing in a very challenging way. And he was pointing to Srila Prabhupada's forehead and he was saying, why do you carry this mark on your forehead? And he was looking at Srila Prabhupada challengingly. And Prabhupada immediately turned back at him and said, why are you carrying that cloth around your neck? He was wearing a tie. That student was wearing a tie. And Prabhupada said, why are you carrying that cloth around your neck? The student picked up the tie in his hand and started looking, because even he had never thought about it. And Prabhupada said, sit down and think about it. And then Prabhupada continued his other talk. And then when he met this boy later, he said, when you ask questions to a saintly person, it must be relevant. So therefore, tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. When we understand the reason why we are coming in contact with the great souls, with the Vaishnavas, when our purpose is clear, then our attitude will also follow accordingly. So therefore Mahaprabhu is demonstrating this importance of submission. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is remembering his mother, Sachi Mata, and he is saying that Tara prema vasha ami tara seva dharam taha chadi kariyachi batulera karam. He is telling all the devotees that actually I acted like a madman. And dharmanahe kari ami nija dharmanash. And I actually broke regulative principles of religion by doing this. So Srila Prabhupada explains that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is echoing the sentiments of people in this world, that when someone takes to renounced order, they may think that this is breach of religious principles, and they may think that this person is a madman. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is first mentioning these two principles. And then he says that Matul Balaker Mata Nahilaya Dosh, Ejani Mata More Na Karai Rosh. But my mother has forgiven me, and she's actually given me blessings. And I also feel repentant that at a certain point, how I was overwhelmed by these tendencies and I accepted the renounced order of life. Ki kai sanyas mora prem nij dhan ye kale sanyas kailu chhann hoila man. So Mahaprabhu is also saying that my mind got bewildered and I became like a madman, and therefore I accepted this renounced order. So he is also expressing repentance. So in this way, we find that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he actually came and stayed in Jagannath Puri because his mother specially requested. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was reciprocating with all the devotees of Bengal and requesting all of them to understand his particular situation. And in this way, he is glorifying the unconditional love which was shown towards him by Sachi Mata. And at this point, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turns to Raghav Pandit, because Raghav Pandit is going back. And Raghav Pandit was very famous because he would come every year and carry loads of prasadam for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which he would make specially for Mahaprabhu's pleasure. So, through Raghav Pandit, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is demonstrating a very beautiful principle. So Mahaprabhu is saying here, in front of all the devotees, is glorifying Raghav Pandit, that how Raghav Pandit would actually make offerings to the deities and how he would bring all the bhoga. So one time Raghav Pandit had some coconuts, and those coconuts he would bring with great love and devotion and then prepare it. Tabhi ara narikela samskara karaila parama pavitra kari bhoga lagaila. So he would make those coconuts very pure and bring it to a situation where it could be offered. So here, the two points Mahaprabhu is mentioning about Raghav Pandit is that when someone is making an offering for Krishna, then the first principle should be love. And the second principle should be attention. That there should be a lot of attention which goes into making an offering to the Lord. Then he says, Aimata kala amra naranga kathal yaha yaha suniyache yaha yaha dur deshe suniyache bhal. So what he would do is, wherever he would find mangoes, kala, that means bananas, oranges, or various kinds of jackfruits, the best whatever was available at different places, yaha yaha dur grame suniyache bhal. He would hear that very good quality is available here, let me get it. Right? Yaha yaha dur grame suniyache bhal. So all of his hearing about different things was only from the point of view of, if I get this, how can I offer to Krishna? So the third principle he's mentioning is that he was very conscious about the quality. Let me get the best quality and let me offer it. So he had heard that some best quality coconuts are available, you know, and so he offered it. And then the next principle he says that Bahumulya diya ani koriya yatan pavitra samskara kori korani vedan. And sometimes if he has to get these coconuts from a distance, he would have to pay more. So many times the question comes, okay, should we spend so much? So Raghav Pandit, he had this nature that bahumulya diya ani koriya yatan, that he would not mind paying more because he felt this was very good for the Lord. So therefore, he would pay a lot sometimes because he had so much of feeling that I must offer this very thing. And kariya yatan, he would also take great efforts to go and get those things. Because he was living in a time and age where you had to personally go and collect things and bring. He couldn't order it on internet and it just gets delivered. So he had to go personally, get it, koriya yatan. And pavitra sanskara kori. And very important, another very important principle is the purity of the items. He would ensure it to a great degree. Bhavanand Prabhu was telling us a story that in the initial days, they heard that, you know, Srila Prabhupada, he would be very much eager to serve the deities nicely, and, you know, so they thought, let us get some rosewood oil. So they got some rosewood oil, and it was from a very expensive store, and it cost, you know, a lot at that point, probably more than $100. A little bit of rosewood oil they got. And they thought that we'll first give it to Prabhupada, and if he likes it, you know, then probably we can get more of this for our regular worship and other things. So they got it for Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada, he just brought that oil in front. As soon as he was given that oil, he opened the bottle and he started pouring the oil in his one palm. And they thought Prabhupada will take just one drop or two drops, because that much is sufficient. Prabhupada poured the whole bottle and immediately took that palmful and placed on his head and started rubbing. So the devotees were bewildered because they thought this must be one of the ways of doing quality check. And then they thought, okay, probably he liked it so much he put everything on his head. So they asked, Srila Prabhupada, how is it? Prabhupada said, in Calcutta it is better. So, Bhavanand Prabhu was telling that we were always thinking that we have the best here. And we had some kind of a feeling that we can always provide better than what we get anywhere else. But Prabhupada will always keep us humble. So, whatever best we can get, we try to offer. That's the intention, or that's the desire of a devotee. And then it is described that aimata vyanjanera shakamula phal aimata chida humna sandesha sakal, and all kinds of various ingredients were brought together and offered with great love and devotion to the Lord. So it is described here that Raghav Pandit served the Lord with so much love and devotion. And what is the result of that? He says, Aimata premera seva kare anupam yaha dekhi sarva lokera judayanayan. That Raghav Pandit's service to Lord was with so much love and devotion. Premera anupam. So that is described as incomparable service. So when the service is incomparable, then what is the result? Yaha dekhi sarva loker judayanayan. The experience for the Lord and for all the devotees is supremely satisfying. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he mentions, attention to detail is a symptom of love. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is demonstrating through Raghav Pandit this very, very important principle of attention to detail. I was recently in Guruvayur and I heard a nice story. I mean, some of these temples, it's really fascinating that they have continued on the worship for thousands of years, with generations coming and generations going. But the quality of worship has been maintained. The standards have been maintained. The offerings have been maintained. The kind of festivals you know, they celebrate, I've been maintained. You know, the day I went to Guruvayur, just 3 days ago on the Ekadashi, that day was an elephant race festival. It's difficult to find one elephant. They have 61 elephants. And out of that they have a race. And what is the idea of that race is, whoever wins the race, that elephant will carry the Lord for the next 1 year. You know, it's like we have Mahabig. So the elephant itself is Mahabig. So they get the opportunity to carry the Lord. But another interesting thing I found was that, you know, then the whole town had gathered and it was a very big event, and the newspapers had come and the television channels, they were interviewing. And then the race began. The race began at 3 o'clock. You know, it got over by 3:05. Because it was a short distance. And one elephant came charging, running, and, you know, he finished the cross line. And we were clapping and I was enthusiastic and glorifying, asking the name of the elephant. And then I saw an interesting thing. Other elephants were coming very slow and they could hardly move. And I saw that all the other elephants had chains, only this one did not have chain in the leg. So this first elephant which won first had no chains in the leg, all the others had chain. So I was asking, what's going on? So this is unfair. So naturally he will only win. So they said that, you know, nowadays elephants' behavior is becoming unpredictable. So they have selected this elephant only should carry the Lord. So we know, where is the origin of match fixing? So, but still they go through the whole thing, and I saw that there was not a tinge of any kind of competition in the eyes and the behavior of the Mahavats also. They were also peacefully, you know, sitting. Even the elephant coming last, the Mahavat was simple, peaceful. So it didn't appear like a proper, you know, race. Everything was already ordained because that was safest for the Lord and all the Vaishnavas during the festival. But it was interesting to see that, you know, even till date, like another some devotee there who had married from a neighboring village. So the husband and wife, the husband decided that we will grow some bananas. But the husband was more attached to a Shiva deity nearby. So he wanted to offer the banana to the Shiva deity. But the wife wanted to offer it to Guruvayur, Lord Guruvayurappan. So both, you know, they had sown the banana plant, but then they started arguing that when the banana comes, whom we will offer. So as you know, that for conflict there is no reason required. So even before banana has come, conflict began. That who will get the banana? Both the lords are peaceful. Devotees are arguing. So then somebody suggested, okay, since you have sown the plant here, once the banana comes, whichever direction the banana bends, you offer it there. Right? They said, ah, this is a good idea. If it bends towards Guruvayur temple, then he will get. If it bends towards Shiva temple, he will get. So they were waiting. And what happened was, the banana grew straight. And then they were totally bewildered. And then the story says that Lord appeared in the dream of the husband and said, allow me to have Baba. Just leave that. So then, finally they surrendered and gave it to the Lord. So, at that point, we can see that all of these traditional temples who have been carrying on worship for so many years, maintaining those standards, it's not an easy thing. Thousands of years of worship and maintaining all of those festivals and all those bhoga and everything. It's really amazing. So that's what Mahaprabhu is demonstrating. Attention to detail is a symptom of love, and we have Raghav Pandit showing that. So another very beautiful pastime Mahaprabhu has then with Vasudev Dutta. So Mahaprabhu then meets Vasudev Datta and Shivananda Sen. Both are standing next to each other. And Mahaprabhu speaks to Shivananda Sen, pointing to Vasudev Datta. And he says about Vasudev Datta, because another pastime we'll see, which will come up, is the compassion of Vasudev Datta is very famous. He's famous for being compassionate. And Prabhupada mentions in the purport that the level of compassion demonstrated by Vasudev Datta is unparalleled in the whole universe. It is historical. That kind of compassion no one has shown. But here Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looks at Shivananda Sen and says that Parama udar iho ye dine ye aise sei dina vyaya kare nahi rakhe sheshe. He says that this Vasudev Datta is so compassionate, Parama udara, that the day he gets some money, sei dina vyaya kare, that day itself he gives it to somebody. Nahi rakhe sheshe, and does not keep any balance at all. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, grihastha hoyena iho chahiye sanchay, sanchay na koile kutumba bharana nahi hoy. Are, he is a grihastha, he can't just be distributing like this charity. He is a grihastha, he is supposed to save. That is part of his grihastha dharma. Sanchay na koile kutumba bharana nahi hoy. If he does not save, how will he maintain himself? He has to maintain himself, so he has to save, he has to follow this dharma. And so naturally, here is Vasudev Datta, who is such a transcendental personality. His heart is overflowing with an ocean of compassion. But still, there is something which needs correction. There is something he is doing which is not right. There is something which, as per his duties, he must do better. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows that the correction must be done. Sanchena koile kutumba bharana nahi hoy, how he will maintain family? But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has two choices. That either he takes Vasudev Datta on the side and gives a whole lecture on savings, on how he should change his nature, how he should not be so liberal. But then Mahaprabhu also knows that Vasudev Datta has a certain nature. Any amount of seminars he will attend, he will continue same. So, what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does is, rather than criticize him or chastise him or try to correct him, because knowing his limitations, Mahaprabhu calls upon Shivananda Sen and says that you must help him and you must take care of aspects which are lacking in his personality. So, Vasudev Datta is having magnanimous personality, he is a fantastic devotee, he is a great soul, but even great souls need help. And so, you must try to help. And how? He says, Ihar gharer ayavyaye sab tomar sthane sara khela haiya tumi karah samadane. That my dear Shivananda Sen, you become the treasurer for Vasudev Datta. You are good with handling money. You take care of all of his economical and financial needs. So whenever anything to do with money comes on behalf of Vasudev Datta, his money you manage. So in this way, he gives this very important instruction to Shivananda Sen. So basically Shivananda Sen is given these two instructions. One is to maintain Vasudev Datta, and second is to bring the devotees from Bengal every year as part of a yatra just before Gundicha Marjanam festival for staying several months in the association of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if they have to stay so many months, then how will they be taken care? So Shivananda Sen was given that task of maintaining all of those devotees also. So this is a very important principle, that we may have a certain nature and we may have certain weaknesses. So it becomes the responsibility of the community of devotees to take care of each other. When there are certain discrepancies, there are certain difficulties, there are certain shortcomings one may have, then others should reach out and help. And sometimes, what is an ornament of a devotee, what is the strength of a devotee, may many times become a handicap in other situations. So therefore, it is futile to think that the particular nature of a devotee will change. But that has to be adjusted. So it becomes a responsibility of the community of devotees to somehow work things out in such a way that those natures which may go against the principles of maintaining a good balance in Krishna consciousness may be adjusted. So therefore, very important principle that here Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is seeing a discrepancy with Vasudeva Datta. He is not criticizing him. He is not trying to correct him. He is just pointing that discrepancy and then making an adjustment with the help of other devotees. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada says, if anyone thinks I can practice Krishna consciousness alone without the association of devotees, he is insane. And so we need a strong association of devotees and devotees with different kinds of backgrounds and different kinds of natures to complement each other. And then only the mission can move forward. And therefore, you know, Srila Prabhupada himself was very good with organizing things and, you know, making business plans for selling of books and printing of books and distribution of books. But not everyone could be like that. So when Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, he had a friend, Brajavasi friend, Bhagatji. And, you know, Srila Prabhupada was cooking in the kitchen. And Bhagatji entered. And Prabhupada said, you know, I don't know why devotees take so long to cook and everything. For me, in half an hour, I will cook a big feast. So Bhagatji said, probably only khichdi. Prabhupada said, no, full feast I can cook within half an 1 hour for more than hundreds of people. So Bhagatji said, no, it is not possible. So Prabhupada said, okay, shall we place a bet? We'll place a bet of so many rupees. So Bhagatji said, Srila Prabhupada, there's no point placing a bet with you, you know, because if you win the bet, you'll keep the money. And if I win the bet, you'll tell me to donate the money. So everyone knew that Prabhupada was very good with negotiation. And if you read in the Leelamrita, you'll find the famous negotiation with the Dainipon and the land at Vrindavan and so many other places. So therefore, it's a very important principle that sometimes a devotee may be perceived to be negligent in certain duties. So at that time we have a choice. Should we criticize or should we try to help by adjusting and providing some help? So therefore a community of devotees very much thrives on mutual dependence. Then we have Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He calls forward the residents of Kulinagram. And these residents of Kulinagram are very much attached to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu calls upon one of the residents of Kulinagram whose name is Gunaraj Khan. And he glorifies him and he says, Gunaraj Khan wrote a beautiful book called Sri Krishna Vijay. It is a masterpiece. But even within that book, that which has really touched my heart is one line. And what is that line? Nanda Nandana Krishna Mora Prananath. Mahaprabhu says that in that book, Gunaraj Khan has written this one line, Nanda Nandana Krishna Mora Prananath. That Krishna is the son of Nanda, Nanda Maharaj, and he is my life and soul. just because he has written that one line, ek bhave vandakari yodakari hath, nanda nandana krishna mora prananath, that I am so much inspired by that one line that I am offering my respects to Gunaraj Khan, and I am so pleased by his effort, by his devotional effort of writing that one line in this book, that tomar ki katha tomar gramera kukur sei mora priya anya janara hudur. What to speak of Gunaraj Khan? Tomar ki katha tomar gramera kukur, even the dog in your village, that sei mora priya, even they are very dear to me because of that one line he has written. Nanda Nandana Krishna Mora Prananath. So when we hear this, I do not know how much emotion we have gone through by hearing this one line. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy, and he recognized this particular feature of that book. So we can see that what service a devotee performs which will touch and inspire the heart of the Lord is a mystery, and we cannot judge. Therefore, we can never understand the greatness of devotees based on externals. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just became very inspired by this one small thing. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving instructions to the residents of Kulinagram. Prabhu kahen Krishna seva Vaishnava sevan nirantarakara Krishna nama sankirtan. He says, all of you are in the householder life. You please do the following two things. Chant incessantly and serve incessantly. Chant tirelessly and serve tirelessly. Krishna seva, Vaishnava sevan, nirantarakara Krishna nama sankirtan. So Prabhupada writes a brilliant purport on just the word nirantar. You can refer to that in Madhilila 15.104 and 5 or 6 different explanations of the word nirantara, Prabhupada mentions. Nirantarakara Krishna Nama Sankirtan. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us this most brilliant process of Harinam Sankirtan for this age of Kali. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So when Prataprutra Maharaj asks Sarabhaum Bhattacharya, that what is this kirtan? How these devotees who are chanting and dancing in this kirtan are looking so effulgent? Aiche prem, aiche nritya, aiche haridhuni. Kaha nahi dekhi, aiche kaha nahi shuni. Never seen such kirtan, never heard such kirtan. Bhattacharya kohe ei madhur vachan, chaitanyera srishti ei prema sankirtan. So Sarabhaum Bhattacharya, he replies, that this sweet nectar you are hearing is actually a creation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Golokera premadhana harinama sankirtan. This has been imported by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the spiritual world. Chaitanyera srishti ei nama sankirtan. Kali kale dharma Krishna nama sankirtan seito sumedha ar kalihatajan. So the dharma for Kali Yuga, that process which will really work to cleanse the heart in this age, is Krishna Nama Sankirtan. And Saito Sumedha, one who accepts this, is really intelligent. Ara Kali Hatajan and others will be affected severely by the influence of the age of Kali. So therefore we have in our temples Harinam Sankirtan right from morning. You know, so before coming to ISKCON, usually our temple visits would be like we go and stand with folded hands and pray silently, right? and nobody knows what other person is praying and expressing to the Lord, and just it is interspersed by sounds of some bell ringing, right? But as soon as you enter into Hare Krishna temple, there is a huge voluminous kirtan. Hare Krishna. Everyone is shouting and dancing. So everyone's prayer is united. There is no mystery what everyone is praying. They are all praying, please engage me in your service. At least the words are saying that. That's what we are supposed to pray. Right? So, I remember we had organized a yoga retreat many years ago in the 90s, and we used to have a nice big fountain here with water flowing from both sides like Yamuna, and there was a, you know, in the middle there was a pool of water. So in the morning Mangal Aarti, and the Brahmacharis also were younger that time, so morning Mangal Aarti used to be a little, you know, enthusiastic. So everyone was dancing, and we had one devotee who was a cook here, who was a little bulky that time. And everyone started rolling him around, and he was spinning and fell into the fountain. So some of the boy, he just escaped from there. He thought it is a ritual, everyone is going to be put there. But in a temple, a kirtan like this, the way Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has introduced. Another one of the relatives of our Brahmachari had come. He's, you know, first time he was coming, so he was wearing lungi. But he liked the kirtan. He was dancing, and then lungi fell down. So normally you would expect in a temple, okay, everyone is peaceful, quiet, doing some, you know, meditation and things like that. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has introduced, as the example goes, that if there is a major riot in a city, in a town, and in riot, you know, the first thing the police tries is make announcement on megaphone. Please keep quiet, shant ho jaiye, and public becomes wilder and falls upon them. So then they take up lathi. And what public is having so many other things, what lathi will do. The next thing they take pistol and start shooting in the air. Tush, 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 tush. Nothing happens. Public is attacking. So they start shooting on the public. Still they said, no, we will sacrifice, but we will hit you. So then the police withdraws. Then they have to call army. Then army tanks come. And when the tanks come, everyone runs and hides. And then they say, curfew lag gaya, curfew lag gaya. So Kali Yuga mind is like that. There is a riot going on and nothing will work except the army tanks of the Hare Krishna mantra. So one devotee was mentioning that before he joined, he was reading a book on silent meditation. This big book in a library. After 6 hours of reading, he couldn't understand anything. So he placed the book back in the shelf with frustration. And then the shelf moved and one small book fell and hit on his head and fell down. And the page it opened, he read the first line, it said, silent meditation is bogus and not for this age. And then he turned the cover and said, perfection of yoga is divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. So what 6 hours could not do, that one line did. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the perfect process for this age, which is Harinama Sankirtan. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has very beautifully given this process, which is available only to a very few. Okay, so here we find that Mahaprabhu then gives instruction about Mukunda. He says, Bhaktera Mahima Prabhu Kahite Paye Sukh, Bhaktera Mahima Kahite Hoy Panchamukh. Mahaprabhu loves glorifying his devotees as if he has 5 mouths. And then Mahaprabhu says that Bhaktagana Kahe Shuna Mukundera Prem Nigudha Nirmala Prema Yena Dagdehem. That this Mukunda externally appears to be employed as a professional doctor. But actually, he's got such love within his heart which is like molten gold. Nigudha nirmala prema yena dagdahem. So therefore, another very important lesson Mahaprabhu is teaching us, that we should not judge devotees externally based on what they are engaged as an occupation or what they are doing externally, because it is not possible to judge the mood, the sentiments, the feelings which devotees are carrying within their hearts. And then Mahaprabhu tells Mukunda that your dharma will be tomara karye dharme dhana uparjan. Your duty is to save Lakshmi, because you are a grihastha. Then Mahaprabhu tells another resident of Shrikhanda, who is Raghunandan, and he tells him that Raghunandanera karya Krishna sev Krishnera sevan Krishna seva vina nahi anyaman. He says, Raghunandan, you are a brahmachari, you are a renunciant. Raghunandanera karya Krishnera sevan. You have only one duty as a brahmachari, service to Krishna. That is your only property, that is your only pride. You cannot have anything else. Krishnera sevan. And then he says, Krishna seva vina ihar anya nahiman. Your mind should not go anywhere else. He is not saying anya nahi tan. He is saying anya nahi man. Your mind should not go anywhere else. Your mind should not go beyond Krishna seva. Krishnera seva vina ihar anya nahi man. So brahmachari is one who should be completely absorbed in service to Krishna and the Vaishnavas. And then he instructs Narhari. Narhari Sarkar, who is a sannyasi. Narhari rahu amar bhaktagana sange etin karya sada karah tin jane. So he says that your duty is to spread the glories of the Lord amongst the devotees and others. So therefore, in this way, he gives these three instructions to the grihastha to save, to brahmachari to serve, and to the sannyasi to spread the message of Lord. And in this way, Mahaprabhu is demonstrating that as per the different ashrams and different natures, the engagement must be sustainable and satisfying. Unless it is satisfying, it will not be sustainable. And in this way, Mahaprabhu is demonstrating that in an association of devotees, there will be diversity in the activities of service, but there should be unity in the purpose. So therefore, he is demonstrating the principle of unity in diversity. So, three times Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu threatened to leave Jagannath Puri and go to Alalnath. So Alalnath is a place which is near Puri, and the devotees were at Puri, and whenever Mahaprabhu would want to protest that I don't like this and I want to leave, then he would say, I am going to Alalnath. So three times he did this. First was in the episode when the devotees were pleading with Mahaprabhu to give mercy to Prataprudra Maharaj. Mahaprabhu said, I will go to Alalnath if you keep pushing like this. Why? Because Mahaprabhu wanted to warn that the sannyasi should be very careful of dealing with vishayis. Then the second time, when the devotees were pleading with Mahaprabhu, give mercy to Chota Haridas, Mahaprabhu again, he warned, I will go away to Alalnath. Because Mahaprabhu wanted to give warning about the dharma for the brahmacharis, that they should be careful in dealing with the opposite sex. And third time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu threatened to go to Alalnath. When the devotees were pleading with Mahaprabhu to help Gopinath Patnaik from the Changa, and Mahaprabhu wanted to make a point that as a grihastha, he should be honest with his dealings and he should not be dishonest in performance of his duties. For certain financial liabilities he has, why you are involving me or dragging me? So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the instructions to the residents of Shrikhanda, through the residents of Shrikhanda regarding duties for a brahmachari, for a grihastha, for a sannyasi, and then Mahaprabhu also was consistent in protesting and bringing a point up when he felt that these principles were being violated among some of his devotees or followers. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made this point. Then Murari Gupta, he was a devotee of Sri Ramachandra. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to tell him that worship Krishna. So Mahaprabhu is now glorifying Murari Gupta in front of all the devotees. Sadhu sadhu Gupta tumar sudrida bhajan amar vachaneha tumar na talilaman. That, O Murari Gupta, sadhu sadhu tumar sudrida bhajan, your devotion to Lord Ramachandra is fixed. You have absolute chastity and loyalty. And amara vachaneha, although I try to push you to give up that and serve Krishna, na talilaman, still you did not deviate. And I am very impressed by that. Aimata sevakera priti chahe prabhu pai, prabhu chhadileha pada chhadana nayai. And Mahaprabhu says, this should be the level of love and devotion of a servant. Aimata sevakera priti. This should be the love of a sevaka, of a servant. Aimata sevakera priti chahi. It is required. Prabhu pai, towards the feet of Lord. And what should be the quality of that devotion? Prabhu chhadi leha. That although the Lord may give up, but pada chhadana nayai, but the servant will not give up. Master will want to give up, but servant will not give up. And then he says, Sai Prabhu dhanya yena chhade nija jan, Sai bhakta dhanya yena chhade prabhur charan, Sai Prabhu dhanya yena chhade nija jan. That servant is glorious who never leaves his master, and that master is glorious who never gives up his servant. And he says, Durdaiva sevaka yadi yai anyasthane se thakur dhanya tare chule dhari ane. That durdaive, because of some misfortune, because of some accident, because of some inattention, durdaive sevaka yadi yai anyasthane, if somehow the servant gets deviated because of negligent, offensive, inattentive practice of devotional service. Durdeve sevak yadi yai anyasthane, even if he goes away for some time, but say thakur dhanya, the Lord is so merciful, he is so glorious, that what he does, tare chule dhariyani, he holds him by the hair and brings him back. So he does not give that devotee up. So therefore, he glorifies the chastity and loyalty of Murari Gupta and says, this is glorious and this is fantastic. And at the same time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not force Murari Gupta to give up his worship of Lord Ramachandra. And he does not, you know, do anything in a way which makes Murari Gupta feel that he is not part of the family because he is doing something little different. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrating another very beautiful principle, that in a community of devotees we should respect the individual bona fide spiritual desires which a devotee may carry within his heart, and we should be in a position to accommodate diversities even within a huge family of devotees. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is demonstrating exemplary maturity in doing this. And in fact, Murari Gupta was one of the people who kept the diaries, which is responsible then finally for the Chaitanya Charitamrita to manifest in this form. So therefore, sometimes we become too much caught up with the details, and we think that everyone else should do the way I am doing or we are doing or whatever. And that results in a lot of misunderstanding and heartburn. So Mahaprabhu is glorifying Murari Gupta for this. So therefore, this is a very important principle of chastity and loyalty. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to include us in his family. We are all called Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Premaras niryasa korite aswadan raga marga bhakti loke korite pracharan. So we should know which family we are connected with. What Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared today to give. Gaur Purnima is a day of appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, in the spiritual world, Krishna has three types of gopis. The first eight gopis are the Parama Preshtha gopis or sakhis. They are eight in number. They have pastimes, they serve both Radharani and Krishna. The second category of gopis, they are known as Priya Sakhis, they are 64 in number. And they serve, they have equal attitude towards Krishna and they have equal attitude towards Radharani. As per the need, they will serve. And they also have pastimes with both Krishna and Radharani. So they are, not that they are, you know, more inclined towards one. The first category of gopis are more inclined towards Krishna. The eight principal gopis are called Krishna Pranadhika, or they are Krishna Snehadhika. Their sneha for Krishna is more. The second category is Sama Snehadhika. They are equipoised towards both Krishna and Radharani. Whoever calls them, they will go and serve as per the need. But the third are the Nitya Sakhis, and they are called Radha Snehadhika. Their entire existence is that they do not want to even have one direct reciprocation with Krishna. They are simply happy facilitating Srimati Radharani's pastimes with Krishna. They don't want to be part of direct pastimes with Krishna. Their whole exercise and their whole endeavor is to bring Radharani closer to Krishna. And in this way, they want to exclude themselves from direct association with Krishna. They are very determined to bring Radharani, and they are totally detached from any direct association with Krishna. And in this way, their attitude and feelings are extremely selfless. And by doing this, they are experiencing a kind of joy which is even greater than any other kind of joy experienced, because of the selfless nature of their love and affection and devotion. And this way, these set of the devotees in the spiritual world who are trying to bring Radharani closer to Krishna, they are indulging in what is called as Radha Dasyam. Their existence is simply to be a servant of Radharani and bringing her closer to Krishna. And such set of devotees who are doing this are the Manjaris, who are the Radha Snehadhikas. And this Manjari Bhav is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute. And so his main assistants or generals in this were the six Goswamis, who were the six main Manjaris. Premaras niryas korite aswadan raga marga loke bhakti korite pracharan. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give the highest experience of the spiritual world to the material world in Kali Yuga. And therefore Rupa Goswami, he is expressing, because he is one of the most important generals who is supposed to share this. So he says that Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale. Rupa Goswami understood this internal desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That yes, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give the love of the Brajavasis, the Braja Prem amongst people in Kali Yuga. And therefore, because if you follow the Brajavasis, then the Brajavasis are called Ragatmika Bhaktas. And those who follow the Ragatmika Bhaktas like Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, Srimati Radharani, they are called Raganuga Bhaktas. So therefore, for those who have no taste for practicing bhakti, how can they directly jump to Raganuga Bhakta? So they have to do sadhana bhakti. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come as Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. He has come in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, and then he says, you chant your Harinam as per fixed number of rounds. You do sadhana bhakti. Then when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs us to do sadhana bhakti, then we are following Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the greatest ragatmika bhakta of the spiritual world, Srimati Radharani. And by following the sadhana bhakti as given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are following a ragatmika bhakta, so we have become raganuga bhakta. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada, by establishing Gaur-Nitya deities all over temples in ISKCON, he has given access to the newest sadhaka to have a facility of experiencing the highest experience in the spiritual world. So rather than thinking that we have not got the highest, let us go here and there and try to, you know, practice something here, something there, go near Radha Kund, go there, go there. By simply following this process which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given and which Srila Prabhupada has shared with us, we are actually getting the experience of the highest. So in this way, Rupa Goswami Pad very beautifully has established that principle along with the other Goswamis, that the highest and the most esoteric aspect of service in separation, that all of these associates in the spiritual world, they do not have direct connection with Krishna, they only facilitate Srimati Radharani's love with Krishna, service to Krishna. And that highest thing has been brought down and given to the newest person here in Kali Yuga. Like one of the person in Florida, they were distributing prasadam in Florida campus, University of Florida. Since last 45 years that prasad distribution is going on. Every day. You know? So someone who comes there, he is not coming there aspiring to be a ragatmika bhakta or raganuga bhakta. He is coming there to eat. And that's how many of us came to ISKCON, yes? Yeah, okay. Without even asking, many hands are going up. Right? So then what happened was, they have kept a box there, a transparent kind of box, and which says, make a donation. Right? So in America, they have this food counters, prasadam counter, and they say, make a donation. And people come and they actually make donation and go. Which is part of the system there. That may not work here. But the box will go missing after some time. So, one person was there, college student. He didn't have money to put in donation, but he wanted to eat. But he felt embarrassed. If I simply go and take the plate and eat, you know what will happen? What others will think? At least that was his glory, that he was thinking like that also. It is only written, please make a donation if you can. So he could have said, no, I can't. And he could have eaten. But he thought, okay, he used to keep some bus tickets and, you know, cinema tickets. So he would fold that and put it in that. So everyone would feel something he is giving. But it was not donation, he was putting cinema tickets and, you know, bus tickets. And he was having every day. After 1 month, one devotee called him. So he became scared, now what's going to happen? He said, I want to talk to you. He said, no. About what? Something very important. So he felt, I'm exposed now. So then the devotee said, we have been observing you for last 1 month. He said, yeah. And we can tell you that amongst all the people who come here, you are the most regular and most sincere. So he got totally bewildered. He said, why? Why do you think like that? Because you are the only one who has come every day. And therefore, we want you to go to the next step. He said, what is the next step? The next step is, please come in the kitchen and help. So he was brought into the kitchen and he was asked to cut vegetables and everything. He did there for another month. Then he was asked to come to the next level, cook the food. And before he knew, he had joined the temple. And he said, I realize one thing, never try to cheat Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada has set up the whole ISKCON society in such a way, anyone gets connected to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's supreme mercy. So on this day of Gaur Purnima, let us pray at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with heart filled with gratitude that he has given us an opportunity to get connected to this mission of ISKCON, which Srila Prabhupada so kindly started, giving hope to millions of conditioned souls wandering around in the entire material world. Let us also pray that based on some of these beautiful teachings which Srila Prabhupada brings out from these lessons and purports in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that we are able to serve the devotees in the association, please them, and refrain from offending the devotees, and understand that the association of devotees and the shelter which it affords is the only lifeline we have as a hope in our ongoing advancement in Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So now there is going to be a drama by the devotees on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.